Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a weekend set. Mets and Houston Astros, both teams at 500. Houston entered the series on a 7-game winning streak. The Mets enter the series with the best record in the month of June. The pitching matchup, Jose Quintana against Ronel Blanco. And as the series got underway, Jose Altuve jumped on the very first pitch of the game.
Jose Quintana looks to make it two good ones in a row as he faces Jose Altuve to lead off. First pitch of the game to the right hand batter, drilled in the air to deep left center, and this ball is gone for a first pitch home run for Jose Altuve. He hit it just over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the 358 mark. So Altuve, the future Hall of Famer, I'm sure, hits his 13th home run of the year, same number now that has been given up by Jose Quintana, and instantly the Astros have a 1-0 lead.
One pitch and a one-run lead for the Houston Astros. Quintana came back with a strikeout of the red-hot Alex Bregman. Then a walk to Yordan Alvarez and a single by Yiner Diaz put runners at first and second with one out. Quintana then came back with a strikeout of Jake Myers, but walked Jeremy Pena to load the bases. So two on and the bases full for Houston. With Mauricio Dubon up, Quintana ran the count full, and on the 36th pitch of the inning, Quintana got Dubon to fly out to center to end the first. In the bottom half of the inning, Ronel Blanco walked Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo to start the inning. J.D. Martinez then followed with a swinging bunt up the third baseline that Blanco fielded and tried to go to third with but had no play, and everybody was safe. And the Mets had the bases full with nobody out. Blanco did come back with a strikeout of Pete Alonso, but then Francisco Alvarez drove in the first run of the game for the Mets with a sacrifice fly to center to score Lindor and tie the game. Mets settled for just one as Tyrone Taylor lined out to short to end the first inning. 1-1 after one. Blanco and Quintana tossed scoreless second innings. Then in the top of the third, Yordan Alvarez led off the inning with a double to right. Quintana held him there through the next two batters on a ground out and a strikeout. But with two outs and a runner in scoring position, Jeremy Pena came to the plate.
Infield back, outfield straight up on Pena. The 0-1. Fisted in the air, shallow left. Nimmo coming in, plays it on a hop. Alvarez going to get sent home. The throw to the plate. Alvarez slides. He is safe. Just beat the throw by a half step. Pena drives in Alvarez with a single to left. And Houston has a 2-1 lead in the top of the third.
A two-out knock for Jeremy Pena and a 2-1 Houston lead. The two-out threat continued. Mauricio Dubon followed Pena with a base hit to put runners at the corners. Quintana able to limit, though. He struck out Jazz McCormick to end the top of the third. The score remained 2-1 Astros into the bottom of the fourth. Ronald Blanco at this point had allowed just two hits, a swinging bunt by J.D. Martinez, and then a miscommunication pop-up from Jeff McNeil. But that all changed with one out in the fourth inning when Tyrone Taylor came to the plate.
Here's Tyrone Taylor. He swings at the first pitch, gives this one a jolt to right. McCormick going back to the wall in right center. It is gone. Tie game. Tyrone Taylor, solo shot right center into the Houston bullpen. Now Tyrone's on a little bit of a power trip. Homers in now back-to-back games. And in the fourth, the Mets and the Astros are tied at two.
Yeah, play the song, Jose, and the Mets and Stros were tied at two on the home run by Tyrone Taylor. Blanco held the Mets to one, though. Back-to-back groundouts ended the fourth. In the top of the fifth inning, with his pitch count nearing 90, Quintana faced just one batter and allowed a leadoff single to Yordan Alvarez before Carlos Mendoza made the change and called on Adam Ottavino. Yiner Diaz first to face him. He popped out for out number one. Jake Meyers next. Alvarez stole second to get into scoring position, but Ottavino came back to hit Meyers to put two on. Jeremy Pena up, and Ottavino launched, was able to punch him out for the second out of the inning. Then with Mauricio Dubon up, Ottavino fired one at the backstop that allowed both runners to move up on the play. So now second and third with two outs, but Dubon flied out to the warning track and left to end the fifth. It also closed the line on Jose Quintana. Four innings, six hits, two earned runs, three walks, and seven strikeouts. Scoreless bottom of the fifth inning for Ronald Blanco. Daniel Nunez came on for the Mets in the top of the sixth. He faced the minimum with the help of a double play. Then in the bottom half, with one out, Pete Alonso came to the plate.
1-2 on the way, driven in the air, deep to left center, Meyers back, and there it goes, home run, Pete Alonso! He hit it just over the great wall of Flushing beyond the 370 mark in left center field for Alonso. It is home run number 17 on the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 3-2.
All right, play the song again, Jose, for Pete, his 17th, and the Mets ahead for the first time tonight on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 3-2, Mets ahead. Francisco Alvarez followed with a hustle double that rolled to the tarp and left. Tyrone Taylor was next to the plate. He grounded out, and it held Alvarez at second. So now two outs, Mark Vientos up at the plate, and he hit what would have been an inning-ending ground ball to third, but it ended up being booted by Alex Bregman. Everybody was safe. Alvarez at third, Vientos safe at first, an extra life for the Mets, and Jeff McNeil at the plate in search of some insurance.
2-2 to McNeil, now the pitch. Swing and a drive down the right field line, hooking towards the wall, it is gone! A line drive home run over the right field wall for Jeff McNeil. That ball barely got off the ground high enough to get out, but somehow it did. And for McNeil, it's a three-run homer. And the Mets have opened up a 6-2 lead over the Astros. That'll be the shower ball for Ronald Blanco.
So McNeil finally breaks through, his first home run since May 22nd in Cleveland, and that provided the Mets with the necessary insurance, a 6-2 lead. Our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. As Howie mentioned, that was it for Ronald Blanco. Taylor Scott took over, and he flagged down a rocket back to the mound off the bat of Harrison Bader to end the sixth inning. Daniel Nunez returned for the top of the seventh after his eight-pitch sixth. Yordan Alvarez put the pressure on with a one-out double. Yiner Diaz followed with an infield single. Alvarez stayed put at second. Jake Meyers next. He was called out on strikes by home plate umpire Jim Wolf. It did result in the ejection of Astros manager Joe Espada, who came out to argue balls and strikes. So Espada out of the game, two outs and two on. Nunez walked Jeremy Pena to load the bases. So after the Mets gave Nunez a four-run advantage, the Astros had the tying run at the plate with two outs in Mauricio Dubon.
Bases loaded, two outs, the 1-2. Bouncing ball left side, Vientos to his left. Fields, fires, got him. Inning over. Daniel Nunez fired up off the mound. He strands the bases loaded.
And he escaped the jam with our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Mets still ahead, 6-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Mets loaded the bases against the former Met, Rafael Montero. A hit by Francisco Lindor and walks to J.D. Martinez and Francisco Alvarez. But the Mets could not score. Tyrone Taylor flied out to the warning track. He just missed a grand slam to end the inning and strand the bases loaded. Jake Diekman took over in the eighth inning with the Mets ahead, 6-2. He worked around a two-out double by Jose Altuve for a scoreless inning. Bottom half of the inning, the Mets added on against reliever Brian King. A one-out single by Jeff McNeil started the rally, his third hit of the night. Harrison Bader next. He was robbed of a base hit on a bloop down the right field line and a terrific diving play by Mauricio Dubon for the second out of the inning. And that flipped the lineup for Francisco Lindor.
Oh, two pitch. Lindor lifts it in the air to right center. They may have that extra run. That ball's in for a hit. One hops the wall on his way to third. McNeil, they're going to wave him home. There will not be a relay throw to the plate. McNeil scores standing. Lindor is at second with a double and a run batted in. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2.
7-2 Mets on the RBI double by Francisco Lindor. Now, Francisco did seem to be shaken up on the play, but he remained in the game. On to the bottom of the ninth inning. Reed Garrett on to close it out. Houston put the pressure on. A one-out single by Yiner Diaz was followed by a double from Jake Myers. Second and third for the Stros with just one away. Jeremy Pena up. He hit a soft tapper back to the mound that was fielded by Reed Garrett. He delivered a strike to first for the second out. Runner stayed put. Two outs and two on. Reed Garrett against Mauricio Dubon.
3-2 the count. Runners second and third. Two outs. 7-2 New York. We're in the ninth. Garrett brings the hands together. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. He got him with a split. And the New York Mets have now won 16 out of their last 20 ball games. They are over the 500 mark now at 40-39 as they have defeated the Astros and in so doing end Houston's seven-game winning streak.
11 games under 500 on June 2nd, and all of a sudden winning 16 of their last 20, the Mets have stormed back to a game over 500 for the first time since May 2nd and are now 40-39. It's been a-
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.